This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve, the FDIC, and the Treasury Department all want new rules for banks. Specifically, they want to increase capital requirements for banks with more than $100 billion in assets. Today is the last day they're taking comments on it. The idea is to make sure banks have enough money during bad times. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Think of the money a bank uses to fund its business like it's a pizza, says Wharton Financial Regulation Professor Peter Conti Brown. There are some equity slices, that's money the bank gets from its investors, and there are some debt slices, that's money the bank has to borrow.
On the equity slices, you might think, okay, this is kind of boring cheese pizza. Not your favorite, but you know it's good.
He says the debt slices are more of an unknown.
On the debt slices, you're like, hey, has anyone ever put taco sauce on a pizza? Let's put some pineapple on this thing. And you're taking risks. That pizza with taco sauce and pineapple might be disgusting.
You could think of the proposed federal capital rule as requiring banks to have fewer risky debt slices in their pizzas and more equity slices.
What the regulators are saying, we're going to have lots of good, plain, boring cheese pizza. We don't have the risks of gross pizza that people are going to hate. We don't have the reward of really crazy pizza that people are going to love. But we're going to have enough pizza to feed everybody.
But the banking sector is concerned about having enough pizza. Banks say the U.S. already has robust capital requirements in place, and that making them more stringent will raise the cost of doing business.
But the thing to remember in this context is not each slice of pizza costs the same amount.
Hugh Carney is executive vice president of the American Bankers Association. He points out equity slices, so to speak, are the priciest kind of funding for banks, and that the increased expense will be passed on to their customers.
So the availability of credit is going to be more limited, and the cost of credit to customers is going to be high.
In other words, it could be harder and more expensive to get a loan. The Federal Reserve says that, yes, this proposal could mean higher costs for banks.
But this is only half the story.
This is the Fed's vice chair for supervision, Michael Barr, during a speech in October. He says having increased capital on hand could also enable banks to better absorb losses.
The private cost of capital must be weighed against the social benefits of higher capital in creating a healthier, more resilient financial system and reducing the likelihood of financial crises.
Barr also said this month that the agency is learning a lot from all the comments it's been getting. Once they're all in, proposed rules can take months or sometimes years to come to fruition. So could be a while before we know what's going to end up on those pizzas. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.